With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. As one of his first acts in office, on January 21st, Maryland Governor Larry Hogan kept a campaign promise to the farm lobby by killing new state regulations meant to reduce poultry manure pollution that is causing dead zones in the Chesapeake Bay. But then, on February 13th, the Hogan administration received a letter of warning from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, worried about backsliding in the state's EPA-mandated bay cleanup effort. Democrats in the General Assembly decided to move ahead with pollution control legislation without the governor. Lawmakers sponsored bills that would put into law limits on the dumping of more manure as fertilizer on Eastern Shore farm fields that are already saturated with phosphorus from manure. In response, Governor Hogan appeared to abruptly reverse course. Late in the afternoon on February 23rd, the day before a hearing on the Democratic-sponsored bill, the Republican administration held a press conference to announce its own version of the poultry regulations. Hogan told reporters that he had found a, quote, fair and balanced approach to reducing poultry pollution in the Bay. He issued what he called compromise rules that imposed an immediate ban on applying more manure to the most overloaded fields, but gave most poultry operations more time and flexibility. The poultry industry, a political powerhouse on the Eastern Shore, cheered the governor. Kurt Fuchs, president of Delmarva Poultry Industry, Inc., spoke at the State House the next day.
The governor's announcement yesterday, I think, was a welcomed announcement. Folks are, in a lot of ways, anxious to move past this issue. I'm very anxious to move forward and get back to the business of farming.
Hogan earned positive headlines by his announcement, but journalists were relying entirely on the governor's word because the Hogan administration refused to release the text of the regulations during and even after the press conference about the regulations. On February 24th, the administration finally posted the text of the rules just before a 1 p.m. Senate committee hearing on a bill that would put the original, stronger version of the regulations into law. The Hogan administration said it hoped its compromise version of the rules would be good enough and the Democrats would drop their legislation. But an examination of the fine print of Hogan's regulations revealed a big loophole that could mean the manure management rules could be endlessly delayed by industry and never implemented by the state. The loophole stipulates that moving forward with the pollution control program is, quote, contingent upon, unquote, results of future cost and logistical evaluations by the Maryland Department of Agriculture, whose primary job is to promote the state's agricultural industry, not protect the bay. State Senator Paul Pinsky, a sponsor of the Democratic legislation, said the loophole language makes the Hogan regulations so flawed he will have to move ahead with his bill, which would make pollution reductions more certain.
This language says that we don't agree on the problem or the seriousness of the problem, because if the cost is an extra million or $2 million, whether the farmer pays or Mr. Perdue pays or the state adds money, which I am more than happy to help in the budget, by the way, because I want to see this problem resolved, but it says to me the disagreement is not over which path we take, but there's a disagreement over the severity of the problem, and that, in fact, it's a cost-benefit analysis, and we're not going to reduce phosphorus if something else gets in the way.
In a rare show of solidarity, all of the state's 19 environmental organizations announced their unanimous opposition to the governor's proposed regulations and their support of Senator Pinsky's stronger pollution control bill and similar legislation in the House. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton.